Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, what is going on, my friends? Happy Friday, yippee Friday! It's your KC Morning Show. What up, Pete?
Morning, Hartsville. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It is a KC Morning Show as presented by our good friends at Charlie Hustle. We like that, right?
It is. Yeah, it is Friday, baby. Woo!
I know on Friday you need to know your real feel.
Oh, Pete, it's like you know I need that real feel. Oh, break me up.
Again, it's one of those days where the weather temperature actually matches the real temperature. So your temperature is 67, your real feel is 67 as you're waking up. Should be a sunny day as the city begins to open up. Reminds me of Sesame Street from the time I was a child. And we need the sun today because the entire city of Kansas City was underwater.
Oh my God, man. You know, we do this show from your placeholder studios here in Westport, the Unlabeled Music Services. I had to get my boat yesterday to come pull some audio.
Unreal. I was working on the website yesterday and look out my window and a fish is going by. Almost reached out and grabbed some dinner.
That was wild. Absolutely insane. And there's still like mud everywhere all throughout Pennsylvania. It's gross. But we are here. We are dried out. Feeling nice. Conditions ideal on a Friday, huh? That real feel is looking real, real nice.
You know, it should be one of these really mild weekends. And that's a good thing if you want to get together with some friends. High is 77, low 55 today. So that's right in your good window there. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 74, low 59. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 76, low 67. Should be cool. Sometimes you get Kansas City, and even in May, and we're about to approach June here, where it gets a little sticky out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing next week, starting Monday, we're into the 80s. It's going to be sticky.
It's here, man. It's here.
So this is the weekend where I think you go and embrace the weather. With the coronavirus, we just sort of skipped the 1 month of spring that Kansas City actually has. So we've jumped right from winter to looks like sticky ass summer. So
it's not fair, man, because we already are working with two strikes when it comes to spring in Kansas City. And yeah, we just, that was a wash this time, but here we go.
It's very much 1 month of spring and fall, it feels. It gets cold, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I'm actually enjoying this, and then boom, it's hot. And then same thing about the other end of it, where you're saying, no, it's nice, I like October, and then you close your eyes and it's snowing outside, so.
Just another day in the life, the lovely life of a Kansas Cityan. That's what we do. Peter, how you feeling? This has been a week, hasn't it? We've been through a year this week, I feel.
Yeah.
How do you want to even do this? How should we do this, man?
I know what's going on right now. And you wake up and normally, you know, you check the news and typically any day that you're going to get, it's if it bleeds, it leads. And that's been the case forever, right? So you usually wake up to bad news. And especially, I think, nationally over the past couple of years, you know, it's just been divisive. Today was especially bad, where you wake up and Minneapolis, a police precinct has been burned down,
right? It burned down. My goodness.
And, man, you have the president tweeting out, if there's looting, they'll be shooting. And, you know, I don't.
You laugh just not to scream, you know?
I don't know how that helps. I mean, for this president in particular, striking fear has been one of the go-tos, and it's especially like it has seemed in the past to other countries, but like this is a city too where I understand that people are burning stuff down and looting, and of course you don't want to see that, right? But like, this is your people too, so like,
yeah,
in the statement that you're making, it's you are almost choosing a side, and what that leads is to more division. And I don't know if Trump has anybody around him sometimes. It's that it needs to be like, hey, what's crazy about this shooting and looting tweet that he posted overnight is that Twitter threw on a warning. This is glorifying violence. And you're seeing now fighting between the message of Twitter and Facebook, where the Zuck is like, we're not responsible for making sure that everyone's telling the truth. And meanwhile, I think the main story is, well, how does Minnesota put itself back together after what has happened here?
I mean, we are so ill-equipped in this country to be able to walk and chew gum. You know, like, we are in the middle now of an actual pandemic. 100,000 people are dead. Plus, 100,000 plus people are dead. We aren't even sure if it's really a good thing for us to be going outside. And now we got protest. And we've had this thing called racism that has been around since the beginning of human history. It is you hate to say it and you hate to see it, but it is integral to the founding of this country. And here we are, as the world seems to be burning, no pun intended to the update of the story, we have to be able to wear lots of hats and have conversations and come together. And we can't do any of that now. And on top of all of that, like I said, we have a pandemic that is actively happening in real time. You know what? I guess you just want to do this now.
Tonight in Minneapolis, pleas for calm after a night of rage. Demonstrators angry over the death of George Floyd at the hands of police, officers firing tear gas and rubber bullets, but quickly losing control. Windows smashed, dozens of businesses ransacked and set ablaze.
6 hours ago, President Trump tweeted, "I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership. Either the very weak radical left mayor, Jacob Frey, get his act together and bring the city under control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done right." Which in essence, again, is immediately going to left and right. What makes you think that is going to help? I continue. This was the tweet that had to be warned by Twitter. "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control, but when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you!" Exclamation point. Twitter did not allow for likes on that tweet.
And you hate to even bring it up, because I don't want to be that guy with the tin foil hat or the guy who just yells a bunch of, you know, conspiracy theories, whatever. But when you have the death toll of COVID hit over 100K, I mean, when you make tweets like that are obviously like just trying to strike a nerve, you got to wonder, like, is this a distraction? You know, as Biden's numbers are going higher, is this something that, you know, he helps fuel the fire because he knows it's going to be what we're talking about and not about, you know, antibody testing or contact tracing or, you know, reopening?
Yeah. It's hard for me to speak in detail, I think, about this as a white man, but
I purposely didn't want to talk about this story on Wednesday. I wanted to see where it was going to go. I was trying so hard to see what the news would be. And you know, we basically, you know, we had to lead with it now because it is the news of the day, because it's, I'm tired of seeing videos of my people getting shot and killed. And I'm sure that people are tired of hearing that sentence even. We are not, at least right now, made to be able to multitask. And that is a damn shame, because we need it. And I'm still struggling as far as like intelligibly putting together words. But James Baldwin, one of the best minds writers of our time, black fella, I think maybe said it better than anybody. And I want you to stew on this. This ain't me preaching. This ain't Pete preaching. It's just something that, you know, maybe we can all take a second and just Think about
it. I don't know if the Board of Education hates black people, but I know the textbooks they give my children to read and the schools that we have to go to. Now, this is the evidence. You want me to make an act of faith, risking myself, my wife, my woman, my sister, my children, on some idealism which you assure me exists in America, which I have never seen.
My cry to my fellow white people out there is to just try to, I think, find the real problem and understand that there is a problem. And so there's just a lot of people who would say, you know, we'll just try to deny white privilege. It's like, just look at the sheer numbers and try to understand. And I think, again, I can't preach about this as a white person, because I'll never understand what it's like to walk outside my house and maybe be shot for no reason. Mm-hmm. But
the fear of that, you know?
Right. I think the thing I've been trying to do, especially the past week, is to just listen and understand what's going on. And then when it comes to where we can make a difference, and this is something, and I do want to do something. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be yet, but where I know we can make a difference is in the polling booths and electing different officials to maybe figure out how to get this thing right.
We'll finish it with this. I used to always get so angry and worked up and angsty on the internet whenever, you know, I think about like the NFL. So whenever there would be a case where a black coach, think of like Bieniemy for the Chiefs or something like that, who got looked over for a job that a lot of us thought that he should have gotten, or a certain black person should have gotten. Right. You see the response on the internet, and everyone would be, you know, well, maybe he just didn't have a very good interview, or maybe he's just not qualified, or maybe XXX, whatever. And I used to get so furious and pent up aggression, because I'm like, God, you, whatever, just whatever. You don't want to even address it. You don't want to talk about it. We know what this is. It's the elephant in the room, but you know what? Just, and now nothing's getting done. And so I had to eventually tell myself, you know what? Maybe person who is not a person of color who's making this comment on Twitter, maybe that person who's making what I thought were excuses for the system, maybe in their mind they really do mean well. Maybe they really don't think that this is an issue. Right. Maybe they really just don't believe that racism is something that we really need to be putting this kind of attention to. And I want to believe that. I really do. So it's situations like these where I need y'all to prove me right. Prove to me that you want to believe that there is good in people, not just you putting up blinders. You know, that's what I would love. And we got to have conversations. None of this starts unless we have conversations. And we got to be able to juggle, because life is a mess right now. And we're all just trying to do it together. It takes a village. So let's be good to each other. Be kind. Watch some good pro wrestling. Put on some Star Wars. We got this thing. I got an idea. This is what we'll do. This is what I got it, Pete. Whatchamacallit? Are you familiar with the Whatchamacallit brand of candy bar, Pete?
I'm more of a Charleston Chew guy myself.
More of a Charleston Chew. Should have known. I would have pegged you more of a Werther's Original kind of guy myself, Pete. But you have the opportunity, my friend. Whatchamacallit? The candy bar maker. They're asking friends and fans to help name its newest creation. So it's owned by Hershey's. They're expanding its wacky, crazy, crunchy, chewy brand by releasing an equally layered and equally zany concoction. It's coming out in July, and they want their fans to weigh in. If you had to name a candy bar, Pete, this is your like pet rock idea. This is gonna be your $1 million idea, the Sugar and Swing, if you will. What's your name? In fact, maybe that's your name right there. Maybe that's what you call it, the Sugar and the Swing.
For some reason, I was thinking of how candy bars can really just be named anything. I think Sween There Done That sounds like a nice.
Oh, I love that. I do love that. Is that the tagline or is that the name of it, though?
Probably the tagline, but I think sometimes you work backwards with these things.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe start with nougat and work your way to the outside of dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. Mine would definitely be dark chocolate coated, because.
Okay.
I want there to be some health benefits to it, of course.
Naturally.
And I do like dark chocolate. I mean, I like dark chocolate better than I like milk chocolate.
I want to dig into that. That may be a different episode at a later date. I do want to dig into that soon, though. Okay.
You know, one thing I noticed the other day about me is I prefer salty snacks. So maybe like chips and crackers and pretzels and.
I can see you being a salty guy. I can see that.
I'll tell you one thing though. There's something I do in my house called Sunday cookies. Sunday to ease the Sunday scaries. Make a batch.
That's what we need right now. What we need right now are some of Pete's famous Sunday cookies. In this time of uncertainty, we need the comfort, the sweet, sweet comfort of cookies on Sunday with Peter Sweeney.
Everybody's invited over.
Jokes at noon, cookies at Sunday.
That's right. I'll provide some kind of entertainment or distraction for the entire week by the end of this calendar.
Take me to the news.
Let's do it. Let's do some news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Your KC Morning Show, brought to you on Fridays, as it is every single Friday, by our friends at Charlie Hustle. KCMS20 for 20% off. Now that's important. Vital, essential on a Friday, but it is not the most important thing you can get.
That's right.
Because on Fridays, in this news intro.
Hype, man.
And we need it now. Peter F. Swing, the F stands for freestyle on a Friday. He raps, he freestyles this news intro. You ready, Maine? Are you ready, Maine? Shall I count you in? A five,
Public.
Six, a five, six, seven, here we go.
Hartzell talking about the breakfast food, and suddenly I find myself in a breakfast mood. Happy, angry, I'll give you my breakfast too. Not eating breakfast, sir, that's breakfast rude. Don't Whoa. Hate on me. I'm just your breakfast dude. Petey Public.
Unbelievable.
No verified check mark necessary.
That's your best one. That was an excellent beat.
Thank you.
You had a little bit of a swag to it, a confidence level I hadn't seen in weeks prior.
Oh, it's just the sweat under my pits in this beautiful Charlie Hustle shirt. City champs.
City champions, baby! Championship City! Yippee Friday, y'all. Happy Friday. Which one you got on? I can't see you. What you looking like?
City of Champions.
Kansas, oh, that's City. The actual shirt. There you go. I had to refresh my screen.
Championship in 2015 and 2019. Working on that City dynasty. Of course, Kansas City doesn't have a hockey team, but count the Blues in that, too. That's the closest thing we got. And then...
Hey, easy, easy, easy.
Hey, they don't.
Get them St. Losers out of here. Get them out!
Now, don't get me wrong. I do like a Mavericks game. I'll take in a Mavericks game, but not the same as the NH. Don't forget, the Mavericks play on the same ice/floor that we graced our presence with on that D-list celebrity soccer game.
You give me more credit. You give yourself that D-list status, but I came home with the MVP. I came home with a trophy and a torn ACL. It was wonderful. Actually, no joke, my ankle, I still haven't quite recovered yet. I think I may have legitimately did something to my ankle. Like, it pops every morning now. It hurts.
I hate to tell you this. If I am a D-list Kansas City, and as far as, you know, notoriety and such, that makes you a D-plus lister.
Hey! Hold on. Are the pluses before the normal? I'm still ahead, right? That means I'm still ahead.
You're slightly ahead of me.
Hell yeah!
But not by much. We're way down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think about Wes from Road Rules, first of all. He's somewhere ahead of us, at least.
More guidelines. KC Merck updating us on the 10-10-10 plan. I'm not even sure if we can call it that anymore. It had a good run. Went by many names, many numbers. It had a good shelf life.
We welcome the 50-yicky-yicky plan.
This will give restaurants, bars, all sorts of Kansas City businesses more room to operate, literally.
With this order, and actually with my last, anything in Kansas City can be open.
Starting Sunday, the capacity limit goes to 50%. There will be no limits on crowd sizes other than building codes, and restaurant tables will be now 6 feet apart, not 10.
We'll ask everyone to follow social distancing guidelines.
In the last 2 weeks before the stay-at-home order was lifted, 240 new cases in the city. Since May 15th, 237. and there's been more testing.
We're not past COVID. I think what we have to kind of see now is that we're coexisting with COVID.
There you go. Coexisting with COVID, says Mayor Q. Anything in Kansas City, that's in quotes, can reopen, whether deemed essential or not. So now my question is, when are you getting back in the studio, huh? When are you going to come see what I've done with the place? It looks beautiful.
I know.
I vacuumed last week.
I did hear you vacuum. I was thinking the second week of June would probably be safe for me to make my triumphant return. I know that you'll be away, so maybe when you get back from your little excursion, mm-hmm. I will also meet you in the studio.
That's a good idea. We should do that. We'll just come back together same day.
I'm quite comfortable here. I mean, you don't see underneath me, but I mean, I'm just straight bare.
I love it.
You know, it's just a Charlie Hustle t-shirt at this point.
That Winnie the Pooh aesthetic. You know, I love that on you.
Yeah, and I just like to be free. And so, I won't have that option in public when I have to make my way to the studio in the mornings. But, yeah, thinking the second week of June sounds good to me. Okay. By then, it'll, in Kansas City, as we open the show with, it'll be about 116 degrees.
So. Okay. I just make sure you give me the date so I can I'll queue up some.
You gotta give me the date. I gotta know when you'll be back in the mix. That's when I'll meet you there.
I'll queue up some Mark Morrison, put a little Return to the Mac for you, pull out the red carpet when you get back here. Because I miss you, man.
This is a key question here. I gotta ask you. I mean, now that everything is open, is Hartzell making his triumphant return to the Sud Factories this weekend?
My roommates, who happen to also be my parents, they are in the that range of highly susceptible for COVID. So I've been really trying to take this thing seriously. I'm not ready to go out yet. I mentioned, I'll be honest, I'm fiending for some
Miss Muriel. I mean, I understand, but I mean, Santa, doesn't he have 364 days off of people?
We just at this point need to make my dad's beard the official logo of this show. For those who have not seen my father, he's a photographer. He has, you know, his trademark is his beard. It is that of Kris Kringle.
I know he listens like to every show, so I just try to depict myself as much as a good boy as I can.
He appreciates that because he doesn't think he gets enough attention. Can you see where I get it from? Does it all make sense now?
No doubt about it. I know that he's been checking his list at least twice. That is what I know.
I came up on the naughty list again.
Cole, for the 29th year in a row.
I was going to say, the streak continues. Oh, man. Drying out here in Westport. Well, you saw those videos. Everything was underwater.
That's crazy. I wonder if it's anybody in these cars. It is people in these cars.
A similar scene in Westport.
Wow.
Viewer Aaron Bush sent us this video from 42nd and Mill Street.
Right by St. Luke's Hospital. Sheesh.
Take a look at this. A lot of damage in Olathe, too, after the storm passed. Tree limbs down, damage to some roofs. Neighbors are wondering, did a tornado strike? Gary Lezak, did it?
I believe so. You know, the National Weather Service will be going in and doing an analysis of that, and tomorrow we'll get some confirmation. I think it was.
So Gary is on the record saying he thinks we had a tornado yesterday. You are our weather guy, the KCMS AccuWeather forecast, brought to you by no one in particular. Sponsors always pending. Do you have your numbers to support what Gary said? Do you agree with his statement? Yeah, Chief Meteorologist Peter Sweeney.
41 Action News Meteorologist Gary Lezak. Mm-hmm. In the streets, he's known as, of course, as Breezy Leezy. Not a bad little note from him there. But the fact is, I went out to my back lot yesterday and I licked the old finger.
Yes.
Finger in the air, waved it back and forth, and I said, you know what, there is a tornado out here today. So yes, 100% confirmation of the tornado, and that's why you saw all the water circulating in yes. Westport. And while I was out there, I said, you look at all this water here. I just installed a diving board on my back balcony. So if you see a couple cannonballs coming your way, you'll know where they come from. I just hope I don't set off another tornado with all the dives I'm going to be doing with all this new water and the stepping board.
Wow. You just nailed that meteorologist speak. You've got the tone down for sure. You've definitely got the cadence down. That's for sure.
Back to you, Kevin.
You know, a good friend of the show, Mr. Radio Henry, he's an icon in the radio industry.
We're
purists on this show. You know, we're suckers for the industry. We are. Has he been involved in any type of weather event? I can only imagine what kind of call he would make if he was to do such a thing.
No, but you know what? I'll play this for you. I have this.
Yeah, do you have some audio? You have some audio?
Listen to this conversation I had with them.
Let's hear it.
Here's a call with Radio Henry. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's Henry. Did you block your number?
Yeah, damn right I did. You'd not been picking up my calls. I had to call for you from a private device.
Yeah, Henry, I had to tell you to stop calling me. I mean, we sometimes will put you on the morning show, but we're not going to do it every time.
Oh, you guys got to have me for a full show at one point. I feel like I have a lot to offer this team, and I've been in the radio industry. Did I tell you?
Yes, 44
years. Yeah, 44 years. It's been a long time, and I've been excited. I've been ready to go.
All right, Henry, well, I think let's talk about it, right? We'll circle back in a few weeks. Like I told you last time.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll be back. Do you have a date? I could call back and find out if we're going to do this or we're going to do this.
Let's just say June 28th.
All right, got you down in the old calendar, June 28th. I'll prepare my top 40. I told you that you have a date on that show to have a top 40. I'll have you ready.
Yeah, and at that point, I just had to hang up. I mean, he probably went on talking for another 2 minutes.
A legend in the business, Radio Henry. A legend.
He's always ready with this top 40, and it's, I've been trying to explain to him for weeks, like, this isn't how they do it anymore. People can sort of choose what they want to listen to. That's mm-hmm. the Spotify, TikTok world now. No one wants to hear 40 straight songs, but, I mean, you hear him. He wants to just play it. So now I have to deal with that again, probably another month or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't do countdowns anymore, man. We do list.
You know what? You just made the list.
I won't do that to you. It's been a day. I wouldn't do that. For the first time, Pete, since 2011, NASA, we are going to be launching some humans off of U.S. soil, going to orbit, headed back to space, my friend.
Better than Uncharted. Headed to Uranus, really. So.
Oh, here we go.
You're really excited for this opportunity. The things you can't control, like the weather, they're wild cards. Stay focused and worry about the things that you have some control over.
Now, a retired professor at KU, he says come Saturday, they'll be back at it. He joked.
First time since 2011, we're going to be able to launch U.S. astronauts from Cape Canaveral, from American soil. And that's a milestone that we've been working on.
In typical SpaceX Elon Musk fashion, he's got the astronauts there showing up to Cape Canaveral on a white Tesla, because of course that's the thing. This guy, he is pro wrestling. As much as I want to hate him, God, he's a heel. He's a bad guy, but he's that cocky heel that you want to love to hate. You know, it's just he's a smarmy heel, but he also flexes. He's like Ric Flair. He's Ric Flair, and he has all the gold. The rich get richer.
Just want to say good luck to our space staff, and I hope you get to see Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and former planet Pluto. Let's not forget about Pluto. We lost a planet, though.
Or went out. Lost a good planet out there, boys. We sure did. We love breakfast foods on this show. This is a breakfast show. That's what they used to call morning drive radio shows. You have two serial stories, Pete. You want to go with TikTok? Or do you want to go with... You know what? Spoken to existence. We're going to do TikTok.
I got to tell you, though, very quickly before we start, Dory, I got to see the Toucan Sam last night. And
what'd you think?
It's a no for me.
It's a no for your dog?
I finally saw it. It is a no for me, dog. I don't know why they changed it. And he looks like he's on drugs. Like, I don't know if that was the intention, or sometimes you'll read up and you'll see these weird things that are placed in Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
This comes off to me as a legit... like, inside joke between the Fruit Loop executives. They're like, we're gonna sell Fruit Loops and the same amount of Fruit Loops no matter what we do.
You can now eat your Fruit Loops as you know listen to that new Fish album. That's how cereal was made.
I hate to have to say this, but at this point Tony the Tiger has to go in there and smack a bitch.
I seen somebody do this and it better be good, because if I just put my bowl of cereal in the freezer for no reason, I have some.
Here goes nothing.
The new trend, Pete, according to TikTok, because I guess that's where all the trends come from, because I know what the young people like. They're putting their cereal in the freezer because they say that's the best way to eat cereal. I don't get TikTok. I don't understand it. I don't get the point. Apparently, this is taking off. It's better than eating Tide Pods, so I got to give us that. That is improvement.
What I've found, like,
what is this?
TikTok, and I'm going to sound like an old person here for the first time, probably. Mm-hmm. Not the first. they've found a way in their app where you have to be intentional about closing it. Whereas Instagram, I mean, you can kind of get to the end of a post that you saw already of the people you follow, even with their new hashtag followings and stuff like that. But TikTok, it just continues to load videos until either you die or mm-hmm. you shut the app off. I think that's been a really brilliant way to get people hooked on it, because I'd imagine, and I haven't done this because I don't have TikTok, you can blink and then 45 minutes have passed.
Paying the toll. That's the title of the story. Guy who's been having some issue with some toll violations. And I didn't realize this is a local story. This is out of Overland Park.
Taking a toll.
If you live in Kansas, don't accept an antique tag. And this guy says, hey, you don't know me, but I'm the mailman at the house you used to live at. So toll violations, a lot of them say final demand. I'm like, wow, are you serious? I get every single toll violation.
If it's 1234 and it's a K-State plate, there could be a 1234 KU plate. He's not the only customer that's had this problem.
Ask my employees, they're sick of hearing about it. Every morning I check my credit after I call the state. When we issue you an antique plate, it's yours for life.
So his plate had the letters PWR. I'm guessing something for power, maybe, I don't know. And it's a vanity plate. And so just a little background to that, in the state of Kansas, over 625,000 duplicate plates are issued. If you've been getting anything like this, maybe you are not in the minority. Maybe you're just the subject of some stolen
identity.
Thank you
for sharing this. If I'm going to be driving across country, you bet your ass I'm getting a fake plate at this point. Why would I pay for all these tolls?
Everybody's launching new shows, variety shows. We thought we were on top of the thing. We thought that we were ahead of the curve doing this whole podcast morning show thing. We thought we were ahead of the curve. And it was cool for a while. We got a lot of hits. We love you, our KC Morning Hoes. But like everything, all it takes is something cuter with the same gimmick to just be a little bit better. And then it steals all of our thunder. Elmo, Sesame Street, they're doing late night talk shows.
HBO I was about to Max. Say, I thought we talked about not talking about the 96.5 morning show on this.
Whoa! Shots fired!
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo song. La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo song.
No more of that. Elmo's got a late night talk show. It is on HBO Max. That's Lil Nas X, who I believe was like the first guest. If you have HBO Now, just for those who are curious, because it's all the streaming services now. HBO Now is now HBO Max. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is now on HBO Max. Friends is on there, and now Elmo. So there you go. Everything we do, Pete, we have such good intentions, such a good idea, and then leave it to something cuter, more adorable, to then steal our thunder.
While you're checking out Elmo, one of my favorite shows is on HBO, so... Kids, after you get your morning show fixed, try to watch Succession. Succession is just an excellent program.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a morning show feel. That's when I want morning zoo, I definitely think Succession, you know? Something real lighthearted and easy
going.
Nothing
better than a power struggle over a major media company, baby.
Pete, stacked little show. Who we got following us? Who we got on this program today, Pete?
So today, of course, we have Shedwards because it's Friday. Presented mm-hmm. by our friends at Charlie Hustle. And, yeah, and then we have, it looks like some kind of soccer player, Graham Crack, or who's this that we have?
Let's see. Zeus.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, Graham Zeus. Hartzell stormed through these interviews to provide them for you yesterday. Excited to hear both of them.
I knew we were going to need some good feeling. I had a feeling we're going to need some positivity, some good times. I thought we would maybe just need something fun with some good folks who are going to tell us some fun things and have a good time.
Well, I always say this. When it comes to sports, I'm either ready for the Q's or I want to hear from the Zeus. And you marked off one of those.
Oh, God. I'm hitting the button. What? Casey Morning Show. Peter Sweeney, on Fridays, we like to look good. We look so fresh and so clean. Why? Why do we walk in this studio knowing full well with nothing but confidence that we're going to be looking fresh to death? Because we're sporting the sexy stylings.
No doubt about it. Because
Charlie Hustle.
Yeah, this is the Charlie Hustle presented by the Casey Morning Show. And I'll say this, the new barbecue collection is here. And
Chef Kisses, they nailed it.
You know, Pat the Bat has had some good shirts before, but these just, I think, knock it out of the park. And
All-star season, Pat, really
and
is.
And even more so than the barbecue teas. And, you know, you probably have your favorite barbecue place. I am a fairly new Kansas Cityan. Mm-hmm. Don't care if you get on me for my Q39 pick. I don't care that it's not an original. I'm not an original, and I'm not going to go to an original. How about that? I also like their new Boulevard tees. Yeah. And Pat put a great feature on this. I'm sure it was him. It says, Beer Me. A Boulevard Beer Hall. I've been talking about this tee, and I hope that it comes from Santa Pat. Not, of course, talking about your dad. Different kind of Santa. This Catch a Flight. It is a good looking.
It's slick, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that is a good looking shirt right there.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to tell you, I might be switching back to medium shirts soon.
Hold on. Stand up real quick for me. Let me see it. Because you do look like you are slimming down. Let me see you. Oh, look at that. Looking nice. You're looking streamlined, baby.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, a couple more jogs, but yeah. So anyway,
it's a good goal to have. Now you have inspiration. You have a reason to get there. This is your brass ring, as they say in the business.
Hartzell, I'm looking at him too. He may be going extra small. There is an extra small option here.
So it's called a youth large, Pete. Suck it. This was the shirt, the one I'm wearing now. I think this is the one that Marty made Ball. Me fall in love with Charlie Hustle. Marty Ball, Marty Schottenheimer. In the Marty, we have those Marty specs on, as only our friends at Charlie Hustle can do. KCMS20, that's your promo code, 20% off to Charlie Hustle in store and online.
That's right.
Which is huge. That's huge.
No disrespect to Marty Ball, but never won the big one. And I have the championship shirt on, so that's a good one as well. So check out your Chiefs shirts, check out your barbecue shirts, your beer shirts, your communities. I'll tell you, it's KCMS20.
All right, Pete, you ready? Give me a letter. No. Your letter is D. Peter D. Sween. The D stands for...
Devilish.
I don't hate that. No, the D stands for defender. Your defender of Sporting Kansas City, Graham Zusi, up next.
The KC Morning Show.
Here's Graham Zusi, coming inside, driving it! And that is absolutely sensational! The Blue Order, restored in Kansas City!
He is the defender of Sporting Kansas City. He's just a good guy. Returning champion. First time, though. That's how you know you're a big deal. When you're a returning champion on a show, when it's your first time, you've made it. Graham Zusi on your KC Morning Show. What's up, brother?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
Man, not bad. Not too bad. But how are you holding up?
It's been different, as you know, just a big adjustment for everyone out there, trying to keep sane and keep busy around the house. And I've been kind of doing some things that I typically wouldn't do, or, little projects here and there and trying to learn some things.
Have you found yourself, Graham Zusi?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't go as far as to say that, but things that I would maybe typically hire out for, I've been trying to do myself. So, like a couple weeks ago, I mulched my yard.
Oh my God, hold on, y'all. As you're even doing the mulch, man, like did that competitive spark, you know, like you had that moment where the ground is obviously fighting back. Like that mulch is starting to get after you. Is it a competition after a while? Like you're not going to beat me.
No, it was more of a zen moment, man. Oh, okay. It was good. It was something that took my mind off of being locked up at home.
Graham Zusi, my man. How long you been doing this thing in KC? What, 09?
This is year 12 for me.
Year 12. Do you feel like a grizzled vet?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So
yeah,
what's that like, man? Because now you're coming in, you are 2-0, got the big dubs, and then boom, we got to take a break for a second. How'd that hit you guys? Did you have any idea? We're all doing this live. What was it like in the locker room?
It was kind of tough because, like you said, we had such great momentum, and you know, we had a fantastic preseason, some new faces, but the group really gelled together. I think that's a combination of new guys coming in and also some guys who have been here who, let's be honest, we weren't happy with the way last year went. So yeah. we felt that we needed to, you know, really get back to who we are as a group and in our winning ways. So the off season was a very long and serious one. The guys came in extremely fit and strong, and preseason went very well. And then, well, I remember perfectly well. We were literally about to head to the airport to go to Atlanta, and we got a call from the league saying that they were suspending all play. So it hit us like a ton of bricks. It just stopped us right in our tracks. And as unfortunate as that is, we totally understood it. You know, it needed to happen. The quarantine and trying to minimize this thing was by far the best decision that could have been made.
Have you guys done the like Zoom parties? Did you have to do like the big text chain? How's everybody been staying close?
So what was great about the club and our staff is, as soon as we were quarantined, they delivered a bunch of equipment. Workout equipment to each of our houses and apartments or wherever you live. So we were kind of set up at home. We had a kind of a home gym for everyone. And then we would do Zoom workouts together just to be able to see each other's faces and keep the camaraderie, be able to shoot the proverbial, you know what.
Oh yeah. So who's the best at Zoom? Who's the funny one? Who's got it down?
Who's good at Zoom?
Yeah.
Oh man. I don't know. You know, one of our earlier sessions, we did a recovery yoga session. And I must say my outfit was on point. I wore some leggings and a nice little crop top.
My man, you're making me proud, Graham. I'm so proud of you. Zeus.
Showing off the old chest hair.
You know, some people like you and I, Graham, we just get it, you know?
I hear you, man.
You guys kind of dig each other, right? Like, this is a good squad. You guys seem to have a good time, and you guys, if there was going to be a team that had to go through this craziness, it seems like you guys are pretty well suited for it.
Yeah, no, we have I'd say easily one of the better locker rooms in the league. We just, we get along. We're friends on and off the field. I think that's so important. Like you said, you can tell. We love seeing the guy next to us do well and be successful. So, when you got a good group of guys, it really translates to the field as well.
Graham Zusi here on your KC Morning Show. You said you've been having some battles with the mulch. You versus landscaping. I would love to see that pay-per-view. That's main event worthy right there, man. What else are you doing? You watching anything? Streaming anything? You listening to anything?
Yeah, I started off quarantine hitting the Netflix and the streaming shows pretty hard. What came out right away? Ozark?
The new season of
Ozark came up pretty early on. I crushed that. Gosh, there was something else. The MJ doc. Honestly, after a couple weeks, I was over the whole binge watching thing. So I started reading. Try to become more of a scholar.
Man, you're an intellectual. You are a learned man. I've been saying that since I met you, Graham. You know that. What you reading?
I read one based in the Vietnam War era. It was a fictional book, but it was based on a lot of nonfiction as well. The author was actually in Vietnam. It was like a 900-page book.
You're really trying to impress, man.
Yeah, that one took a little bit.
Listen, I've read Beasler's book. It's good. It's well done. It's really,
yeah,
it's, you know,
yeah.
But I feel like, man, we might need to get a Zusi special on the way. I think that you might need to start typing some stuff out, man.
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy reading, but I wouldn't say I'm a writer.
I can see you now, man. You got the luscious locks, right? You got to put that thing in a ponytail, all right? You got an old school typewriter. I can see it now, man.
And a pipe, right? You got to have a pipe.
Absolutely. You get it. You get it, man. Graham Zusi here on your KC Morning Show. Life is good, though, other than the craziness.
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Luckily, in the past couple of weeks, we've somewhat returned to some normalcy in terms of being able to go to our facility and have individual training. So basically, they put us one person per almost half of the field. And we kind of go out there. They have some equipment out there for us, and we go do our thing on the field and then head out. So we're not actually in the facility, but being able to go in and see each other kind of from afar, it it's been nice.
We'll get there, man. We'll get there.
We'll see.
It takes a village. It takes time. And slowly but surely, man, I think we'll be
That's all right.
We got this thing. Graham Zusi, thank you, brother. You have an open invite. I told you you're a returning champion, and now I can actually mean it because you got to come back on the show now.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, we got to compare crop tops too, man, because I got a whole new line coming out that you're going to love, brother. You're going to love it.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Graham. Love you, brother. See you soon.
Be good.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter, let's do a thing called sports.
Thank you to Mr. Graham.
It's pretty good, huh?
He is a treasure.
He has to come back on this show. He's good people. I haven't found anybody in that organization who hasn't just been just the nicest. It's a culture thing. So thank you, Sporting KC. Thank you, Graham Zusi. I believe.
I think we put you in a goal and let him shoot a few times.
I just want you to know that you say that as a joke, but I've done that as a couple halftime shows and I'm undefeated. Dustin Colquitt tried stepping to me at a halftime show at Children's Mercy Park. Gave him the old denied.
Now that we're into sports, no offense to Hartzell and former Chief Dustin Colquitt, but give me the Frisbee Dogs every time. I think I'd rather watch that. Kansas City Star reports Patrick Mahomes' contract negotiations are underway. This was expected to happen. I know all of Kansas City is holding their breath on this, so I think good to get that process started. There are some theories out there that Mahomes could receive the first contract that includes a percentage of the salary cap as opposed to an actual number. Mm-hmm. That could break the NFL a little bit, and teams could have to start paying their quarterbacks. So as the money goes up each year, their contract would go up and so on and so forth.
Oh,
and if there's one player in the past 20 or 30 years, not named Tom Brady, that could deserve something like this, it's Patrick Mahomes. So we'll see if this happens. And an interesting part about that is for the first time in a long time, the salary cap may go down next year. So it could benefit the team in the first year. And then every year after that, as expected.
Mm-hmm. Who else does this?
Nobody's ever wanted to do it. And the owners reportedly would, quote, die on this hill. But
okay.
This COVID may change that. So we'll see. It'd be an interesting precedent to start, because you got to imagine if Mahomes does it, every quarterback thereafter will want to do it. We talked about a 4th-and-15 rule alternative. The NFL tabled that, so that won't be happening this year. Onside kicks.
Oh, what? Bummer.
Yeah, will still be the way to get the ball back if you're on your way back. We talked to the assistant coaches yesterday. No news on Chris Jones. But what's interesting here is if the Chiefs are able to have a training camp, they will have essentially an open running back competition. So you have the new guy, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's from LSU, the rookie, against Damian Williams. Hartzell, he was the guy that was holding the ball up on that final score in the Super Bowl.
My guy.
So a lot of people are still rooting for the favorite. The new guy always gets a little bit extra sparkle. Chiefs really feel like they have a running back of the future. And then there's three other running backs competing too. So a wide open competition at the running back position, which has been historically such an important position in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Basically, I'll just say this about the Chiefs. They've struck out for about 50 years at the wide receiver position. Otis Taylor, shout out to him. Tyreek Hill is probably next. That's about it. No offense to Dwayne Bowe. So tight end and running back have been historically the positions that Kansas Cityans have favored. And you think about Tony Gonzalez and Jamaal Charles and Priest Holmes. So Chiefs are hoping that Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Man, you better watch out. You better put some respect on Dwayne Bowe's name. He's about to hit you with a freestyle. You know, he's a rapper now. You don't want that smoke.
I want y'all to take this money, go put some money on your mama table, do good in school, anything you want to do. If it's music, football, just know you can do it, because I did that.
The one thing I don't want is
it would diss track on your ass.
Dwayne Bowe to take whatever chain he's wearing today and just throwing it on my head, because it's probably about 15 pounds. not even making fun. That's impressive. I wish I could wear a 15-pound chain. You got to hear this quote from Andy Reid. Andy Reid joined the Rich Eisen show yesterday.
But that also means there's a Stairmaster there, right?
Yeah, it's right behind me. I'm hiding it from you.
Okay.
I'm also hiding it from myself. No, I'm not.
I do get on that thing and try to crank it out.
You know, okay, because so. We were wondering. We thought it was very interesting, the photograph that was out there. It was a towel placed on it, made it look like it was freshly used, and we were just wondering.
Yeah, believe it or not, I get on that thing, and it talks to me. We have a relationship. That thing.
What does it say to you? What does it say to you?
Well, it's like the last 15 minutes, it's not good. It really talks dirty to me, and it's terrible. Yes. So I can't say that on radio here.
Okay.
Or TV, whatever we're on this web, on this chat here.
Listen, man, the Chiefs are now America's team. It's been decided.
This is a I just hope one day, and this, I'll say this, I've kind of alluded to this before. There's like local Andy Reid and national Andy Reid. When he gets on with his national guys, he's just a lot looser and I think closer to his real actual personality. Mm-hmm. I think he's just always weary of like the local guys trying to trip him up. And so that is my sports journalist aspiration. I want to one day get the opportunity to interview national Andy. I'll know by then that I've made it.
Anyway, you gotta think he's seen some stuff, man, being in Philly for so long. He's seen the best and the worst of that stuff.
MLB continues to have talks. We talked about that. We're not sure if they're going to play. We hope that they are. MLB projects $640,000 lost per game with no fans. So this would be more of a buy-in into the future than really a profit this year. They got to play. If the NBA and NHL play and find a way to get back on the field and ice, and the MLB just doesn't play because they can't agree on money, this will be unofficially the end of baseball in America. It'll be last, or you know, it'll be right with hockey. I mean, it's already feels like it's NFL and NBA. So I don't know what they gotta do. They gotta figure it out though. Hartzell, you'll like this because I think it means good things for the MLS. The Premier League has a date, June 17th, the mm-hmm. Premier League will start. So I'd imagine the MLS.
Go Tottenham. Go Spurs, go.
They've asked Big Verm of Sporting KC and he's he said that his guys were eager to get back onto the field. So
me and you back in strange days, we're gonna go do some soccering.
Not as early as we did that one day, but maybe a later game for sure.
Yep.
Be good to get Big Verm on the show. So now that we've gotten Graham the man, I wouldn't mind to see Second Peter as he's referred to on this show.
The two Petes.
That's right.
My two Petes.
Big Verm. Tell me about Alan Pulido and his hair product. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Big Verm, give me your true opinion on VAR.
I love it.
Is soccer really that hard?
It's your KC Morning Show.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Yo, what up, man?
What's going on, man?
Man, we only got one movie. It's slowing up a little bit. It's supposed to do that, though, because naturally this would have been the summer movie time. So,
Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, you are still finding ways to stay busy. You got something for us because you find ways to bring us that content.
Always right here on the KC Morning Show. We got that new.
Oh, my man. I like the way you say it.
We got that new, man. We got that new. And this new is not that bad.
Hey.
It's the high note.
Detroit. I can't hear you, Maggie. Detroit. I can't hear you, Detroit!
Tracy Ellis Ross. A lot of people know her from Blackish. A lot of people know her from Girlfriend. Well-established TV star. Believe it or not, homegirl who is very sexy and attractive is 47 years old. Her first leading role in a feature film.
That is shocking to me.
Leading role in a feature film. And she probably did it because she gets to play basically her mama.
I know everyone is happy with me doing the same show every night. What if there's something more?
Yep.
In the movie, she's a pop diva with a lot of similarities to Diana Ross. She's a pop diva. She has an assistant. She gives her assistant a really hard time, played by Dakota Johnson.
She's an icon. This woman doesn't even know your last name.
She does, sometimes.
Stop. I'm not going to tell you guys you're great if you're not great. Do it again.
She has a longtime manager, played by Ice Cube, who's trying to revive her career. Mm-hmm. And you know what? if you went to Ancestry.com and you typed in the high note, it would say it's a distant cousin of the Devil Wears Prada.
Okay. Okay. I dug that a lot. I'll be honest. I like that.
That's what it is.
I liked it a lot.
Here's the deal. It's a fun movie, but it's a flawed movie. But the movie has such a good spirit to it. It's definitely the type of movie people want to see during this pandemic. It's just fun, silly. A lot of it doesn't make any sense, but it has some really good songs. And Tracy Ellis Ross is very good in the acting department and in the singing department. She can blow.
Does she actually
sing?
She can sing. Does she actually sing this?
No. She can actually sing, man. That DNA trickled down. She can actually sing.
Tell me that it's okay.
Now, she's not a mama, but she can sing. But there are not so many people walking on the planet that's her mama.
That's,
you
got to
remember,
true.
Man, Donna Ross doesn't get the credit she deserves because we're creatures of the moment. You got to remember, Donna Ross used to be a member of the Supremes.
Mm-hmm. Now let's meet the number one singing trio in the country today with the song that brought them to the top of the record field, the Supremes.
Stop in the name of love.
There are not too many groups in the history of recorded music who were as successful as the Supremes. You know, that's back when Motown was the label. Berry Gordy was that dude. You know, it was the Supremes killed. No, the Supremes used to like outsell the Beatles.
Right.
You know, and Diana Ross had one hell of a solo career. People forget that. She was that girl.
Watching The Wiz. Man. Like, I grew up watching that.
That's what I was going to.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing.
Diana Ross was a terrific actress. You know, Berry Gordy started Motown Films. She starred in The Wiz, the remake of The Wizard of Oz.
Don't you care?
She was in Lady Sings the Blues, where she got nominated for Best Actress. Donna Ross is that girl, but her daughter holding her own in the high note. It's like I said, it's fun. It has flaws. It's completely watchable, but it's the type of movie you want to watch right now. It will definitely, like, if you're feeling a little down, if you're feeling a little uncertain, this is that movie.
See, this is why
it makes you feel much better.
This is why, Sean, I love having you on the show, man. I didn't think there was anything left for me to do. And now, because of this, I'm going to go on a deep dive. I'm going to watch this movie. Then I'm going to watch The Wiz. And then I'm going to do a deep dive of all of Diana Ross's catalogs. And then I'm going to watch Girlfriends. So I think now that you gave me something else to do.
Girlfriends is one of those underrated
love that
series that
love
didn't
that
get a lot of love. But it had a cult following, but definitely dope. Definitely dope back in the day. And you got to remember, Girlfriends was created by Mara Brock Akil, who's from Kansas City, Missouri, went to Raytown South High School.
That comes full circle. Man, you're good at
this. Yep, full circle, man. Full circle. Kansas City in the house.
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, The Screening Room. Sean, I appreciate you, man. I know you're busy. I know you got to go hop on a Zoom.
Oh, man, I am not busy, man. I'm home living, man. I'm home living. My best Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Just keep living. That's me. Just keep living. I'm in my house. My fridge is full. Eating more produce, getting off that expensive meat.
Mm-hmm.
Got the big bulk size of peanut M&Ms from Costco delivered the other day.
Preach!
Eating some black cherries.
Woo-wee.
So I keep my blood pressure down.
Are we in church?
On sparkling water. Man, catching up with my inner self, writing some scripts, reading some scripts, doing a little yoga, meditating. I'm good.
Oh my God, Sean the God over here. Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film
good,
critic.
Baby. Black cherries, man. Dark cherries.
The blacker the berry, Sean, the sweeter the juice.
Man, dark cherries keeps the high blood pressure down and fights gout.
I don't know what this segment has become. Sean Edwards, I'll talk to you next week.
You know, I always got to end it with a factoid. Got to end it with a factoid, baby.
I will see you next week. Get out of here.
All right, man. The high note. Later, man.
Bye, man.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, Maine, what you got for me? We got anything going on for the weekend?
Today at 11 a.m., Virtual Museum Day in Kansas City. I imagine that this is a homeschooling's dream because the parents that with their kids not in school could just throw on the Kansas City Museum Day, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the YouTube channel, premiering videos and live streams for teachers, family, and audiences that museum educators miss seeing in person. So, you know, I might do that. I'm supposed to work today, but I might just call out sick and watch Virtual Museum Day.
Oh, let's do this. There's a song, Pete, because I like to give you music whenever you do our whenever you do our events. There's a power music workout track called Kansas City. I don't know what this sounds like. Here we go. Hold on.
Yeah, this is
Okay. Yeah, this is it. Continue on. This is the one.
Damian Gunn, acoustic show in North Kansas City. Chicken and Pickle tonight at 5:30. Chicken and Pickle's been really just continuing to roll along here.
Yeah, they haven't stopped.
I got a sidebar here. I think I'm going to join a pickleball league at some point in the near future.
Have you played? Are you decent?
I'm very good at ping pong, so this will be a quick transition, I feel.
Okay. That works. Transition. I love it.
I noted that there will be a socially distant protest, Black Lives Matter, on Sunday at 2 p.m. if you want to get involved with that. Again, the piece is stressed.
Yep. Probably bring the peace and Kansas your mask, City. Y'all. If we're going to do this, at least do it right. Wear your mask and distance, I guess. I get it. Do what you got to do, y'all. Do what you got to do. But do it peacefully and safely. Right.
Basically, and I like this line from it, we can get our point across without breaking the law. So this means don't do anything and give them a reason to shut us down.
Yep.
There's some farmer markets this week, River Market, OP, Social Distance Farmers Market, where you drive up, regular farmers market is back and ready to roll.
Nice.
Farmhouse KC, grand opening. It's a KC event venue. It's on Sunday at noon. You could go down there and check it out. A private property. Looks like there's a custom barn surrounded by trees and lawns. Looks like it's a place where you can have your wedding, Hartson. So if you want to get married sometime soon.
Hey, one step at a time, all right? All right.
Farmhouse KC.
We're just now redoing this thing. It's been never mind. Shut up. Never mind. Things are going well. Things are going well.
Yeah, just brush off your knees before you go
and kneel down. Hold on now. If anybody's next on the list in this show,
okay.
Mr. I just got a brand new place. Wink, wink, wink. Hey, baby, you ready to move in with me? Wink, wink. I can't wait to start the family, Lady G. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah.
Some of these events.
Shots fired to you, buddy.
If you have one we need to know about, I'll give you my email address. It's Casey.
Mama Swain, when is this clown going to give you some grandbabies, huh? When's he going to give you some grandbabies, huh?
Twitter.com.
Now it's on you, Pete.
KC Morning Show, or you can get us on Instagram at the KC Morning Show. I know I'm gonna die. Gotta find a brand new
baby, and that's the reason why I'm going to Kansas City Morning Show. There we go. I just wanted to yell a little bit. I don't hate this though. Power Music Workout, the Kansas City Power Remix. There he is. All right, Pete. Good show. Thanks to Graham Zusi. That was dope as hell. John Edwards, Shedwards, a staple on your PC Morning Show.
Big Shed.
Always bringing the content. Talk to Joe Nell. He talked to Janelle Monae for us. So we're going to play that audio back probably next week. So, Pete, good week. In spite of all of the craziness of life and what is reality, I like doing this with you, my friend. You keep me sane. You are my normal in this uncertain time.
Yeah. I mean, we just have to try to keep it normal as Kellogg's continues to roll out these weird cartoons. I think that's an uphill battle, but we'll try to figure it out together.
Where can people find you on the internets? Let's do a end of the week social push, huh?
Okay. So my number is
3. Oh, my God.
Oh,
here we
no,
go.
No, not that. Okay.
No.
They wanted my phone number. So PG Swain or Hartzell. Your Twitter handle is Hartzell KCMS, isn't it?
No, it's sure not. It's at Hartzell 965 because if I change my handle, I will lose that beautiful blue check mark and I will not lose that clout. I'm a clout chaser. You know this about me.
Hey, listen, I'm just going to say that you're still on this show making what I pay you, which is the nice salary of $0 an hour. And we'd appreciate some recognition on Twitter. So,
yeah. You can getting paid about the same amount for this fictional show that I am on my real show that actually supposedly pays my bills. Back to you.
Everywhere, PG Sween. Everywhere for me, KC Morning Show for everything else, the KC Morning Show on Instagram. I don't know why guac just popped in my head, but get yourself some guac this weekend. I love guacamole.
On that note, Peter G. Swain, the G stands for guacamole. Have a great weekend.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
We love you. Have a good weekend. We'll see you in the morning. Pete, say goodbye.
It's actually Gerard.
Bye, Pete.